So in the last calendar year, you made your move to the University of Tennessee, the Southeastern Conference. You dominated the summer with the West Hampton Aviators and then got married. So I would imagine this might be the most momentous calendar year you've just experienced. But what's it like to be back at Tennessee and start your final year in the orange and white?
Yeah, definitely. Had a lot go on this year, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. First year through the SEC was definitely a battle, but I got to grow in many different ways, and also with the team, and also my new wife, which was awesome. It's still so cool to say, but yeah, now we're back here in Texas. She gets to see some family, and I get to see some family as well, but we get to do it together, which is awesome. So, yeah.
There have been a handful of Tennessee volunteers that have been married while they were with the program, but it's been rare, but it's one of the coolest stories. Did it honestly start with you asking the question, would you like to change your Facebook status?
No, not quite. For me, it was a little bit more nerve-wracking than that, but it was a good deal, and it went down, I would say, how I pictured it, but yeah, pretty cool deal.
Well, if you would, tell us a little bit about Avery. You guys have been together since you were in high school, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. I guess it's kind of hard to explain. Yeah, we've been through it all. She went to Baylor, graduated early, and she came with me to Knoxville, which was a huge blessing. And we were actually engaged going to Knoxville. But that was the first time we got to meet people together, which was really cool, and make new friends together. And I got a whole long list of lifelong friends that we have together now, and a couple in the wedding. But no, it was a really cool deal. She's awesome. She supports me through everything. She really just picks me up when I'm down, and I do the same for her, and we're just a really good team.
That's fantastic. Is there a different feel to going into this season now that you are part of a marriage?
Yeah, definitely. If anything, I'm definitely more relaxed. I get to go home and relax every night with her and know I got somebody by my side. But at the same time, I want to say, it helps me kind of blend the team culture together a little bit as more of a family, because away from the field, she's my family. And then on the field, my family's the baseball team and what they bring. And it's really cool to tie that together and also keep it separate. So, but it's a cool deal.
What does it feel like getting into your second year with the University of Tennessee, second year in the Southeastern Conference, and how different does this year feel compared to this time last year?
Yeah, I think I just I have a little bit more knowledge of what the conference brings and what college baseball brings, and I'm still learning, but I feel like I can help these young guys out a little bit on what to expect, game days, travel days. But also there's a whole group of guys that are also still teaching me how to do things, and I'm open for it, and I just think that's a cool deal to have these older guys kind of teach these younger guys and kind of bring on the legacy, you know.
What were some of the biggest adjustments as you transitioned from Weatherford to the University of Tennessee and the Southeastern Conference?
I would just say learning how to deal with failure a little bit, or a little bit of adversity, I guess I'd call it. And that goes again to just having a core group of guys and a core support staff behind you. And that's the entire baseball team, my wife, my family. But I would just say learning how to deal with that adversity and turning it into a positive thing rather than a negative thing.
Had you paid much attention to the Southeastern Conference as in your first years at junior college?
Not a whole lot, honestly. There's a lot of Big 12 teams in Texas. So a lot of the focus has always been on the Big 12, and the SEC is the real deal, and it's a blast to play in, and to be a part of this program is amazing, and I'm really just looking forward to the season also.
What was it like to get a taste of some of those big venues like Fayetteville, just to name one, as you started to make your circuit through the SEC?
It was pretty surreal. Lots of fans. But it's crazy, when you're playing, you don't really hear the fans a whole lot until, it's kind of hard to explain, but you don't hear the fans a whole lot until you really stop and, I guess, soak it in. But, you know, during the game, you're kind of focused and trying to block out everything. So it was really cool to look around every now and then. But other than that, it was a blast to play there, and hopefully we can make a run this year.
You were pretty instrumental when it came to helping handle the staff. You and Connor Pavloni did a really nice job as the tandem of catchers for the University of Tennessee. What was it like to work with last year's pitching staff as well as share the time that you did with Pav?
It's been good. And we stay with each other like on road trips and whatnot. And we really do get to talk about the pitching staff and different hitters, different teams. But it's been nice. I would say this year our relationship as a friendship has grown more since last year ended and whatnot. And it's been really cool to kind of get to know him a little bit more and more of the details of his life and how he lives his life. And that's pretty cool. And that just applies to the confidence and support that we'll have going into, you know, every game that we play. So,
what was it like to join the program at a point in time where you were a part of Tennessee making its first return to the NCAA tournament in 14 years and to finish your season in the regional final in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, I think anybody that's a part of that team, you're not really going to be able to take that away from them. There's going to be that 2019 up on the wall forever. And that being said, like, I think that just sets the standards now. I mean, it brings in a new culture of guys that expect to win, expect to definitely get back to the regional and host the regional and continue that improvement. But yeah, it was something that I'll never forget, and I'm really looking forward to it again.
You then got to spend the summer on Long Island with the West Hampton Aviators, won a championship, and also hit a boatload of home runs. What was the summer experience like?
Yeah, it was a blast. I'd never really thought of going to play in New York, and it was fun. It was a blast, and had an awesome host family. Got to live with a guy from Florida Southern, a really good guy. But that just kind of made it a little bit more relaxing, I guess. And hit well and saw the ball well, but really just enjoyed my time there.
Then you get ready for your last go around, your senior year. So what's it like to be a part of this Tennessee team and get used to some new guys that are trying to fill the footsteps of three pitchers that wound up getting drafted last year?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we definitely have some guys that are hungry for good performance, I guess you could say, but really just like competing and grinding out the small things. And we have a good staff that's ready to do that. I mean, we're also bringing back guys who have a chip on their shoulder, ready to prove something. And I think those guys are ready to go. And I think we're all hungry for some competition and some fun baseball.
It is a huge weekend this weekend. It's got a regional feel to it with Texas Tech tonight, and then you've got Houston tomorrow and Stanford on Sunday. But what is it like to be playing so relatively close to home?
It's nice having a lot of people that are some familiar faces come around. My family's bringing 20 to 25 people to the game to tailgate and have some fun, and it's pretty cool. I'll be able to see them, you know, go have lunch with them game day or post game and whatnot. And it'll be a fun deal to see some familiar faces and play some guys that I may know. And so it'll be fun.
What is it like to go up against Texas Tech to open one of the Big 12 teams you were talking about and right now ranked number one in a couple of polls?
Yeah. Like I said, it's, I guess, growing up in Texas, a pretty good baseball school, but you know, I'm excited to play them tonight, and we have good staff, we have good team, so it'll be exciting.
You got to catch Chase Wallace as he made his first start for the University of Tennessee. What's it been like to see him make the improvements and the developments that he's had from last year to this year?
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys I was talking about that was hungry for, kind of has a chip on his shoulder a little bit. He didn't get to throw as much last year with some injuries and whatnot, but he's definitely got something to prove this year, and he's got the stuff to do it, and it'll be exciting to see how he does this year for sure.
Well, no doubt about it. Always exciting with the start of a season. Great to see the University of Tennessee off to a great start. You're a big part of that. Enjoy this weekend and go get them.
Thank you very much.